Is that so? Well, now, how, did you ever grow them?
Yes, I never had one weigh 100 pounds, but I've grown away 65 pounds that I weighed it was that heavy. I used to haul bellows to town and sell them. In fact, I'll haul them to Atlanta and Columbus and Macon and all over the country.
I've been there maybe six large wagons with the mules and six wagons loaded with watermelons all been to sell one morning.
My granddaddy, one time we were out in the field and I was a green buck. I didn't know anything and he sent me out and he said, go get you one of those watermelons out there and bring it on back to the house. We'll cut up and eat it. It was about 100 degrees, and I picked this thing up, and about half a mile, I went chugging up the road, and it was a citron. Got back to the house. He got me.
Well, I tell you the truth. You get run into some citrons, it's hard to tell from watermelon.
Why did people plant citrons anyway?
They didn't plant them. Them seeds just come.
Once they get started, they just keep coming back.
You'd have to pull them out of your watermelon patch, pull them out. Now, some people let them grow in the corn patch. They made pretty good seed after the harvest. The frost fell on them, and the cows and hogs would eat them.
Mm-hmm.
All through the fall. And some people gather them and haul them in and kept them for seed them. Some people let them lay in the field till they got melon, and where the hogs and cows could get in them, and they'd eat them. They had some sugar, not a seed in them. It wasn't sweet like watermelon.
You're talking about the syrup that we used to make.
Well, we used to make, in my daddy's time.
Sorghum?
No, we made sugar cane syrup. Sorghum syrup was made mostly in North Georgia. But since you mentioned sorghum, I'll tell you about that. A fella that worked for the city in Albany got his head, he wanted to make some sorghum syrup one time, and he planted this sorghum. And when he got it all ready to get time to make syrup, he changed his mind. He didn't want to go fixing no place to make it. He'd come to my dad and ask him, would we cook it for him? So we just let J.C. cook that syrup for him, because I was about grown. And dad said, yes, sir, we'll cook it. So we never made no sorghum syrup, but we'll make it. And we made several hundred gallons of that stuff for that man. And that dad, I never had seen any sorghum like it. It was 12 feet tall. And you'd have to back off out here to feed it in the mill. We had a power mill at that time, though. Didn't have no mules to it, like I was raised on a mule mill.
Yeah.
And we had two kettles in one furnace. You'd fire it back here, and the fire'd come down, go all the way around the kettle, and come back and go out the chimney up there. But I made syrup 6 and 7 weeks at a time. The last 2 years I stayed at home, we had all about 8 or 10 acres of sugar cane. And the city of sorghum got ripe early. We made that sorghum syrup before we got ready to bake sugar cane syrup. And then we had a cane mill and a mule cane mill and a kettle that we cooked syrup in right on after we were married until the last. We never did fix one on this farm after we bought this farm here. We never did put up a cane mill. We grew some cane here though, but we never did put up a mill. In fact, I'd loaned somebody my mill and he either sold it or let somebody steal it or something.
I've seen those old mule mills, they would go around.
Yeah, mule go around. We had one right back here on the back of this farm that I sold a piece of land back. That man got one on it.
Uh-huh.
I like to mess with syrup making. I helped him make syrup just to be back there. Great. I like juice real well.
Yeah, I remember my granddaddy. Now, this was a long time back over in Fort Gaines. He raised that purple cane, was that what you were?
That's what I'm talking about, purple cane.
And then there was another ribbon cane?
Yeah, ribbon cane, and two or three kinds the government called government cane. They had some green and some red, and some little old bitty green they called POJ. It wasn't much bigger than your finger, but it was like sugar cane, it wasn't like sorghum.
We always called it red cane, we didn't call it purple.
Red cane.
We called it red cane, or green cane, or ribbon cane.
I remember in the summer, my grand, he'd pull out a pocket knife, he'd cut that thing, you know, and peel it off and give you a piece of sugar.
They peeled me a bit. I peeled my youngest a many a pile of it. At night.
Yeah.
Get out in the morning full day. Get up, always got a full day. I don't know why. Get up, build a fire, and